Today is the 13th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here on this beautiful, beautiful, rainy, cold day. We thank God for yesterday. For those of you that joined me live on Instagram, we talked about acceptable and unacceptable worship. And it was the last in the series that I've been doing for the past 4 weeks called Let's Talk Worship. It's been an amazing experience for me just teaching on worship. It is a new territory for me. And I know I keep saying this, but it really is a new territory for me. So I'm still learning and I'm still growing in it. But I'm so grateful for the love that you all have shown. I'm so grateful for the participation, and you guys have been awesome. So thank you guys so much if you have participated in that. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we beautifully left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 14 verse 13. And it reads this: therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. Yeah. And so, Father, we ask you to conform our attitude towards others to match the redemptive grace you have for them. We want to be more patient with the failures of others, just as you are patient with mine. Forgive us for not being more of an encouragement to those who are weak and struggling, and open our eyes to see ways we can be a blessing to them. Forgive us for those times we have been a hindrance to others, and open our heart to share your blessings with them. Please use us to be an instrument of grace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so I'm going to say, if you are new here to Heart of Worship, welcome. This week we are focused on his faithfulness. This week we are focused on just how faithful God has been to us. Even when we don't deserve it, he has been faithful. You know, when I think about how faithful he has been, when I think about everything I have done to him that warrants him to not be faithful, he is still faithful. So I can sing of his love. I can sing of his love forever. I can sing of his love forever. I can sing of his love forever. Yeah. I can sing of his love forever. Sing of his faithfulness forever, yeah. I can sing of his faithfulness forever. Oh, I can sing of his faithfulness forever. I can sing of his faithfulness forever. Yes, I can, oh God, I can sing of your love forever and ever and ever. I can sing of your grace forever, oh God, I can sing of your grace forever. Because your love is kind, because your love is so true, your love is so comforting, your love is a shelter, your love is a protection, your love is a love that I have never experienced, and it just makes me feel amazing. Psalms 119 verse 90 says, "Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast." Your faithfulness endures to all generations, which means even in my daughter's generation and her generation beyond that, and even in the generation before me, in the generation right now that I currently am, in his faithfulness. So that means even when I don't see his faithfulness, even when I can't feel his faithfulness, even when I don't understand his faithfulness, it endures.
Of your love, I can sing of your love, I can sing of your love forever. Can sing of your love forever, oh Lord. I can sing of your love forever and ever and ever, oh God. I can sing of your love. I can sing of your love forever, oh God. I can sing of forever and ever, yeah. Forever and ever and ever, forever and ever and ever. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wherever you are right now, I just want you to be in a reflective mode and just think about everything that God has brought you through, and I want you to think about everything you have overcome, and then I want you to magnify that 10 times more, because we only see the thing that God has brought us through, we only see the thing that God has overcome, has helped us to overcome. So had he not intervened when he intervened, it could have been 10 times, 20 times, 5 times, 30 times, 100 times worse. But he stepped in right on time and saved us, delivered us, transformed us, and turned us right around. So we can sing of his love, we can sing of his faithfulness, we can sing of his grace, we can sing of how good he is forever and ever, because that is what he deserves.
I can sing of your love forever, God.
Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, for they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness."
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithfulness nullify the faithfulness of God? Romans 3:3. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithfulness nullify the faithfulness of God? None like you. So our prayer this week is, Heavenly Father, you alone are worthy of all worship and praise, and we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart may be honouring and pleasing to you throughout this day, for you are a great and a faithful God. Thank you that in Christ Jesus we can come before your throne of grace wherever we are, and no matter what time it is, for in him we can offer our prayers and supplications to you, knowing that Christ laid down his life for us. For that in him we can lay our life before you in holiness and righteousness and all of our days. Lord, we want to be the person you would have us be. And we thank you that your faithfulness is new every morning. As we step out into this new day, we ask that we are enabled through Christ to live out the events of our day in a way that is acceptable to you. Thank you for the many faithful and true promises that you have given to us and to each of your children. Guide us into all truth today, and may we walk in the way of righteousness to your praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family and thank you so much for joining us today. If you are new, please, 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 please reach out to me. If you're listening for the first time, or if you have listened for the first time and you want to reach out to me, please, please, please just slide into my DMs. You can find me on Instagram at JC May. I would love to connect with you and get to know you and just kind of keep an eye on you, just to make sure that you are okay. And if there's anything else I can help you with, please, please, please do ask. And so the biggest thing that is happening here, Heart of Worship family, is the call. Now the call is literally, I think, about 80 days away now, and it will be taking place on the 1st of February 2019. Doors open at 6:30 for service to start at 7:30. I am excited. I am truly excited about this. When God gave me this vision, he gave me this vision for a reason, and I am running with it. So prices are currently at £20, and as of the 19th of November they will go up to £25. Group tickets are currently at £18, and I believe as the 19th of November they go up to £22. So guys, please get your tickets while they are at this price. You only have this week to get them, and then they go up. And the way that you can get them is in the link in my bio at JC May on Instagram. But with all that said, I'm going to love you and leave you and see you tomorrow. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, stay blessed, have an amazing day, and remember your God is faithful. See you soon.